Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
And the NFL referees strike again. The referees in major professional sports became a big part of the storyline once again over the weekend. One of Twitter's fastest trending searches today has been NFL rigged. Now, this phenomenon seems to be happening nearly every season during the AFC and NFC championship game weekend. To many of us, it seems like the NFL referees are now finding a way to guide those games toward a preferred outcome when the Super Bowl game is on the line. New Orleans Saints fans will never forget the team's crushing 2019 NFC Championship game loss to the Los Angeles Rams. The NFL referees did not throw a flag on one of the most obvious missed pass interference plays in league history. And if a pass interference call had been made in the Superdome 4 years ago, the New Orleans Saints would have retained the football with a first down inside the Rams' 10-yard line. The Saints were in a position to run the fourth quarter clock down to under 20 seconds and attempt a field goal from extra point distance and perhaps win the game 23-20. It would have sent the Saints and their 40-year-old quarterback, Drew Brees, into a second Super Bowl appearance, and they would have faced Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Well, at least the Patriots still beat those fraudulent NFC champion Rams 13-3. And as a longtime Saints fan, that game still really hurts. Today, millions of Cincinnati Bengals fans have a right to be disappointed in the final outcome of Sunday's thriller against the Kansas City Chiefs. The NFL referees, whether intentional or not, again became a huge part of the storyline associated with the championship game. So let's start by giving some credit to the striped shirts for making one correct call during crunch time yesterday. The Bengals' overzealous linebacker Joseph Osai made a very serious error after pushing Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after the NFL quarterback was clearly out of bounds with just seconds remaining in a 20-20 tied game. The boneheaded defensive play gave Kansas City an extra 15 yards and an opportunity to kick the game-winning 45-yard field goal with just 8 seconds left in the game. And as a result, it's the Kansas City Chiefs who will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Just a few plays prior to that final second out-of-bounds penalty call, the NFL referees clearly swallowed their whistles on a punt return play by Kansas City with just 41 seconds left in the game. As the football was in the air, a Kansas City blocker blatantly pushed down a Cincinnati defender. The referees didn't see it. No penalty was called. And then, after the Chiefs' punt returner caught the ball and was heading upfield on a very nifty 29-yard return, another Kansas City player obviously pushed down a Cincinnati player in the back. Again, no whistle blown on a crucial punt return by Kansas City. Now, the ugly truth is there are penalties which could be called on almost every play during any NFL game. We all know that. And so this is not always the direct fault of the referees. They take their orders from the NFL's upper management, the same people who provide them with a very nice paycheck for their work. The league and its teams of referees do allow the players to get away with a significant amount of less obvious penalties in order to speed the game up to about a 3-hour total length. It greatly pleases the NFL's advertisers when they feel more certain about when their spots are actually going to air on television. The NFL has also spent a lot of money on research, and they've confirmed that you and I, the average pro football fans, like to watch games on TV that are no longer than, yeah, you guessed it, 3 hours. On a normal Sunday, NFL games begin around 12 noon Central Time in my area and are expected to finish within a few minutes either side of 3 p.m. That allows the league to begin the next set of afternoon games to begin between 3 p.m. and 3:20, much like a train or a bus schedule. So in addition to calling the penalties on the action, the NFL referees are actually functioning as a type of de facto on-field train conductor. It's the referees' jobs to help keep the NFL games on time so that the management can please those advertisers paying a lot of money for spots that are expected to run in a particular window of time during each football game. Did you know that the NFL has 8 referees on the field for every football game? These professionals are very well paid, too. One source revealed that the average NFL referee earns about $205,000 per season for just about a half year of work. And if you're lucky enough to be working the Super Bowl, you'll get an additional bonus of $30,000 to $50,000 added to your paycheck. Though the NFL referees are not part of the league's insurance coverage, they are provided with a nice 401k retirement savings plan with a league matching percentage also provided. In other words, the NFL's referees are paid very well, and they're expected to be extremely good at their job. So now, let's return to the Chiefs' punt return with just a few seconds to go in the Sunday AFC Championship game with Cincinnati. So stop and think about the logistics for the referees on this punt return play. The eight NFL referees are watching 22 players, as a punt return actually involves two flows during the play itself. The head referee is situated closest to the punter, and the back judge is the referee who's closest to the punt returner. Those other six officials should be well positioned to identify potential infractions as the punt is attempted, the ball's in the air, and then the action returns back in the opposite direction. Punt returns can feature some of the most violent collisions during any football game. There are opportunities for some players to make illegal blindside hits as his opponent is focused on the ball carrier or some other action. The officials are trained to be alert as to cheap shots on the field and other things which could occur during punt returns. That final punt return by Kansas City on Sunday with just 41 seconds left in the game was returned 29 yards to midfield. And there were no penalties called on the play despite the two obvious infractions which we mentioned earlier in the story. Those could be seen at home by millions of viewers like us. So here's my theory as to why the NFL referees, perhaps, purposely swallowed their whistles during that play. Remember what I said earlier about the NFL wanting their football games to be played in a 3-hour window? The NFL referees assigned to the Kansas City-Cincinnati championship game had already been embroiled in an earlier fourth quarter incident. With a little more than 10 minutes left in the game, the head referee, via his open microphone, told the clock operator to run the clock on his whistle to signal the beginning of the Chiefs' third down play. But there was a big problem, though. The prior play, on second down, had properly seen the clock stop because it was an incomplete pass by Kansas City. So the clock operator, acting on the instructions of the head referee, followed those instructions and started running the clock on his whistle prior to Kansas City's third down play. Well, the Chiefs failed to convert that third down and brought on the punting unit on fourth down. But that's when the fun began. Just prior to that fourth down punt attempt by Kansas City, the head referee stopped the game once again. He opened his microphone to reveal that another member of the officiating crew had attempted to call for a clock stoppage prior to the previously completed third down play. So in other words, the head referee permitted Kansas City to have a do-over on third down. And yes, that extra play resulted in a first down for the Chiefs as a pass interference call was made against a Cincinnati defensive back, which, by the way, was the proper call. First down Chiefs, thanks to this group of NFL referees. Cincinnati's defense would then force the Chiefs to punt the ball after its next series of downs. And fortunately, the score did not change as a direct result of the referees' two moments of confusion. But don't forget, the Chiefs did receive an extra opportunity for three more downs to move the football downfield as a result of this unnecessary mistake by the officials during the last series of plays. So let's consider this. While the NFL head referee and his crew conferred about their own self-inflicted mistake, the NFL's internal game clock was going away for the advertisers as it kept moving during this stoppage of play by the referees. And adding to my conspiracy theory here, this football game kicked off at 5:40 p.m. Central Time. It ended 3 hours and 23 minutes later. So it's quite likely that your officiating crew on Sunday evening became quite aware that their game was running significantly late by the NFL's standards as the fourth quarter was advancing. And don't forget, CBS was scheduled to run another television show right after the football telecast ended. All the parties were doing their own version of hurry up, get this game over with.
Yes!
During the waning moments of the game, now 20 minutes behind schedule, does it now surprise you that the referees may have become a little reluctant to slow down the action during the last few minutes to call any additional or translated not obvious to the casual fan penalties which might have slowed down the finish of the game? The NFL's referees are paid by the league, and they are reviewed every week about how well they officiated the game. In the Cincinnati-Kansas City championship game Sunday evening, the Bengals were penalized 9 times and the Chiefs just 4. And entering the fourth quarter with a tied score of 20-20, this game seemed like a fairly even matchup of two very good football teams competing for the AFC title. And if you were rooting for Kansas City on Sunday, you were very happy with the 23-20 final outcome of this game. And if you were pulling for Cincinnati, you may have already joined the NFL-rigged Twitter group. I'm sure that plenty of Saints fans will happily welcome you into their club. Who day? It's them doggone NFL referees again. That's who. I'm Swamp Swami.